Today's shiur is a Masechta Nidan Daf Chaf. We will begin 8 lines from the top of the Amud with the words Shachar Kecheres. We learned in the Mishnah that there are 5 different colors of Dam Nidus that are Metameh, and one of them is Shachar, black. And the Mishnah went on to tell us what shade of black, Shachar Kecheres. And Cheres is the black pigment that is used in creating ink, and we saw in Rashi on Daf Yutesamid Aleph that this seems to be referring to copper sulfite, and when ink is mixed together, the sediment at the bottom of the ink, that is the cheres. So the color of the cheres, that's the color of shachar that is metama by an isha who is a nida. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, cheres she'amru diyoy. When we spoke about cheres in our Mishnah, we referred to diyoy. In other words, as Rashi explains, it's not like taking this pigment of cheres and mixing it and dissolving it with water, because that would create a weaker shade of black. But rather, it is dissolving the cheres, the copper sulfate, in diyoy, cooking it together to make the ink. And that shade of the cheres, that is the dark shade of black, which is metame by anita. Ask the Gemara, v'lema d'yoy. What do you have to say, the cheres of the d'yoy? Why don't you say the d'yoy itself? Answers the Gemara, i'amr d'yoy. If the Mishnah would have said, black like ink, hava amina ki pechusa d'diyosa, I would have said that that refers to the fluid, the liquid part of the ink, which is on the top of the ink. And that is actually a weaker shade of black. That's why the Mishnah says that it has to be shachar kecheres, kicharusa didiosa. It has to be like the cheres, the sediment which settles on the bottom and which is a darker shade of black. Iboy Ludibnei Yeshiva had a question. Balacha oibiyabeshta. The derech of Seifrim in the time of Chazal was that they would cook up liquid ink, and the liquid part of the ink would rise and evaporate in the atmosphere, and what was left was a block of dry ink. Now, just like when you have the liquid ink, at the bottom there is the sediment, which is the cheres, and that is the color of black, that is metame by anida, by a dry piece of ink, which the siphon would store and later reconstitute with a liquid to make it back into ink. But while it's in its dry state, stored away for future use, the bottom part of that dry block of ink is also darker than the top part. It also represents the cheres of the sediment of the yabeshta. So when you're telling us in the Mishnah that the black color is that of the cheres, what are you referring to? Are you referring to the cheres of liquid ink, or are you referring to the cheres of dry ink? Tashma, come and I'll bring you a raya. The Rav Ami Pali Kurta Chiryusa de Barikba. Rav Ami, when it came a shaila of a color of black, legabe nidus, he would split open a piece of dried ink, and then he would examine the mara and compare it to the color of the cheres of the sediment in that dried ink. So we see clearly from the Uvda of Rav Ami, the way he was noeg, that it refers not to lacha, but it actually refers to dry ink, to yabeshta. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, if the black dum is kikir, which Rashi says, is shava shchayra, black wax, or kidyoy, like ink, or ke'anav, which Rashi says, anavim shcharim, black grapes, the halacha is tameya. This is considered dam nida. Vizui shishaninu, and this is what we refer to in the Mishnah on Daf Yutesamid Aleph, amoik mikan tameya. That when it came to the Mara Shachar, the Mishnah stated that anything darker than a cheres is also tamei. On this, the Rishonim ask that l'chayr we learned before, that the cheres, the black pigment, the sediment, is the darkest part of the diyoy. How do we say now that one of these three things is diyoy, and diyoy is darker than the black that's listed in our Mishnah, which is the Cheres. The Rishayim give various terutzim. The Teretz of the Raw is that the Gemara before established that Cheres is speaking about Yabeshta, when it's dry ink. So Einichanami, in dry ink, the darkest part is the sediment part at the bottom, the Cheres. However, when the dried ink is reconstituted with water, the color of the Diyoy, once it's reconstituted, is in fact darker than the Cheres of the Diyoy Yabeshto. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kezias, if the dark color of black is like a black olive, or Kezephis, like black pitch, or Ka'orev, like a black raven, those are lighter colors, lighter shades of black, and then the halach is that that dam is tar. Vizui shishaninu, and this is what we have learned in our Mishnah, what the Mishnah was referring to on Daf Yutes, Deyamikan, the Mishnah stated that in the Mara Shachar, if you have weaker shades of black, tar, and three examples of weaker shade of black are what we just learned, a Zayas or Zephis or an Orev. Ula Amar, Rashi says that Ula is referring again to the Mara Shachar. Kelvusha Siva. This is like the garments that were made in a place called Siva. Ikla le Pumpadisa. Ula went once to Pumpadisa. Chazi el Hutaya. He saw an Arab merchant. De Lavish Levusha Uchma, that he was wearing a black garment. Amar Lahu, he said to his Tamidim who were accompanying him, Shachar, this Nan Kihai. If you want to see an example of the Mara Shachar, which we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Yates, it would be the black color of the clothing that this Arab merchant is wearing. So the Talmidim wanted to have a sample of this black color for Maros. And what did they do? Martumine, they tore off from the garment, apparently with the permission of the Arab merchant, because as we'll soon see, they were going to pay him royally for these samples. They tore off Purta, small pieces of the garment, so that they would have it as an example of a Mara Shachar, that is Tame. And Yahuvu Bey, they gave to the Arab merchant, Arba Me'ezuze, for tearing off these small patches of black garment, they gave him an astronomical amount of money, which was 400 zuzim, and for this he was very happy to part with these pieces of his garment. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan is giving a different example of the Shachar of our Mishnah, Elu Kelim Ha Ol Yarin. This refers, Rashi says, to Pshatim in Ol Yarin. Either it's the name of a place, or it refers to bathhouse attendants who would provide black cloaks to their customers. After taking the bath, they could wrap themselves in these black cloaks. So, and these come, haboim imdina siyam, they come from overseas. Ask the Gemara, lememer, de uchmininu, are you trying to tell me that these kalim from Ul Yarin are black? I'll show you that they're not black. Va'omerlu Rabbiana Labon, Rabbiana, I said to his sons, Bonai, my children, al tikberuni, when I pass away, don't bury me, loy bekalim shchar, not with tachrichim, with garments which are black, v'loy bekalim levonim, and not with tachrichim, which are white. Shchayrim, don't let me wear black tachrichim, because shema eske ve'eyeh ka'avol ben achasanim. Maybe Rashi says I'll be zocha to Gan Eden, and then I'll be sitting there in black garments, while everybody else around me will have white garments like that of a chasan, and I'll be out of place. Levonim, don't dress me with white garments, because shema lo yeske, maybe I'll wind up in Gehinom. Everybody is sitting there with dark clothing, and I will be in my white clothing, again out of place. I'll be like a chosn amongst the avelim. Ella bekelim hol yarin habom dinasiyam. What should I wear after I die? I should wear garments that come from ol yarin, which come from dinasiyam, from overseas. Almo lav uchmininu. So we see from this story of Rabbi Yani and his children that they were not black garments. They were, in fact, of another color. They were red and not black. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that the shachar of our Mishnah is like the kalim, the black garments that come from Ol Yarin? The answer is loy kasha, ha biglima, ha bipsora. that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai were speaking about two different articles that come from Al Yarin. Rabbi Yannai, who said that he should be dressed in Al Yarin clothing, he was referring to the garments of Al Yarin. And the garments of Al Yarin are red. Rashi says, Havisumki. They are red. But Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the shachar, the Mara shachar of our Mishnah, is like the Kalim Al Yarin, he was referring to Bsara, means the table linens. The table linens were, in fact, black. The Aruch Haner points out that Rav Yannai kept what we find in Chazal, that a person should always consider himself as if he is half a tzaddik and half a rush. That's what the Gemara in Kedushin of Mem Amid Beis tells us. Before a person does any act, he should think, I am a Beinoni, I'm chotzi machtza chayiv and machtza zakai. Half I am guilty and half I am innocent. I am good, and any act I do could tilt the scale of my personal scale, and ultimately, if we look at the world as being 50-50, my one act could tilt the scale for the whole world. So Rabbi Yannai, as he was leaving this world, said, that's how I consider myself even on my deathbed. I consider myself half and half, and therefore I can't have Shchayrim, I can't have Levonim, I must have the garments of the red color. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, "V'kulam ein boikin el gabi matlis levon." All the five maras damim of our Mishnah are checked with the background of a white cloth, as Rashi says, because maris hadamim nikarim bo. If you have the background of a white cloth, then the reddish colors will be discernible with that white backdrop. Amar Rav Yitzhar Avdimi, Rav Yitzhar Avdimi said, Vishachar and the Mara of black in our Mishnah, that Al Gabi Adoim, that would be mutter with a red background. Amar Rav Yirmi Difti said, Rav Yirmi Difti, V'loi Pligi, and Shmuel and Rav Yitzhar Avdimi are not being Mecholik, there's no Machloikis. Ha Bishachar, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is speaking about a Mara of Shachar that is mutter with a red background, does not need a white background. Ha Bishar Damim, Shmuel is speaking about the four other Maris of Dam besides black, and those are only mutter on a white background. Maskiv La Ravashi, Ravashi disagrees with Rav Yirmi Difti. Ihochi, if what you're saying is correct, Leim Shmuel, Shmuel should have said Chutz Mishachar. Why did Shmuel say Vikulam Ein Boitken El Agabi Matlis Levana, which would seem to indicate that all of the five Maris of Dam have to be checked on a white background? Why did he not exclude Shachar? He should have said Chutz Mishachar, that Shachar is an exception, that even red would be acceptable. Elam Ravashi, says Ravashi, Bishachar Gufi Kamiflagi. We have to say that in fact there is a machloikis here between Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. In the four other Maris besides Shachar, there everyone agrees that the background has to be a white cloth. The machloikis is by Shachar. According to Shmuel, the Kulam in Boitkin El Agabi Matzavana, this would include Shachar, that Shachar also must have a white background. However, according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, not only is white good for Shachar, but even red is also good. And in fact, according to Ravashi, there is a machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ula said Ula Kulon Amuk Mikain Tame Dio Mikain Tohar Kishachar. We learned in the Mishnah concerning Shachar that darker than the Cheres of the Mishnah is Tame, lighter is Tohar. Ula is telling us that this concept, that darker is Tameh and lighter is Tor, it does not only apply to the Mare Shachar, but it applies to Kulon, to all of those listed in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, if so, Velamayishna Shachar Danaka, so why does it say this klal only by Shachar? If you're telling me that all the colors, if they're darker than what's listed in the Mishnah, it's Tameh, and lighter than what's listed in the Mishnah is Tor, so why does the Mishnah single out Shachar? Answers the Gemara, Salkadatchem, and I would have thought, Hoyal Vamar Rav Chanina, since Rav Chanina said that Shachar, the Mari Shachar, Odomhu, it's really a red Elishalaka, but it deteriorated, and when it deteriorated, it became black. Hilkach, I would have thought, Aphiladiyam, he came nami l'tamei, that even if it was a little weaker black, it should also be tamei, because it's the red that is deteriorating and becoming black, and it has not yet become fully black, so it should be tamei because it is a red color. Kamash malon, as Rashi explains, the ein derech dam adam hamashkra yedei lekusa liyos dia, that blood that is deteriorating and the red color is becoming black, that does not go through an intermediate process. The fact that you have a weaker black here indicates that it's not a red color which has deteriorated into black, because when the red deteriorates to black, it deteriorates into a very dark black, into a total shachar. Something that's weaker indicates that it was never a mare of red, and therefore it is tohar. So I would have thought it's tamei. That's why it has to say this klal bedafke by shachar. But who did that? This klal of the Mishnah, that darker is tamei and lighter is tohar, applies to all the colors. Rav Ami bar Abba Omar. Rav Ami bar Abba has a different psak here. He says v'kulon, all the other ones that are not listed in the Mishnah with this klal actually do not have this klal. Shachar is the only one that has this klal. All the rest, amuk mikain tamei, if it's darker than what's listed in the Mishnah, it's tamei, and dia mikain nami tamei, even lighter than what's listed in the Mishnah, is also tamei, chutz mi shachar, except for shachar, where there, that's the one and only place, according to Rav Ami bar Abba, where darker is tamei and lighter is tar. Ask the Gemara Elamaya Hani Shiurei Rabbanan. So why did the Rabbanan give a shiur for these colors? For example, we had that there's a red color which is Karen Kikarkum, like the most brilliant part of the crocus plant, which is at the corner. If you're telling me that even lighter than this most brilliant part of that plant is also tamei, so why did the Chazal give a shiur? The answer is the Gemara, lafuke dia de dia. Rashi says, shenitcha mimarisa yoyser midai. We need a shiur to tell you that einichanami, a little lighter, would still be considered part of the shiur, and it would be tamei by these other colors except black. However, if it's very weaker, dia de dia, if you compare it to what it's supposed to look like in the most brilliant part of this plant, and it's very much less than that, weaker than that, then einichanami, it will be tohar. If it's a little lighter, then it's still included in the shear, and it is tummy. The ikad yamri, and a third opinion in terms of the kulon amuk mikain or dia mikain concerning the other colors in the Mishnah, whether they're darker or lighter than those colors, what the halach is, a third opinion says, Rami bar Abba Amar v'kulon amuk mikain tar, dia mikain tar. His opinion is that for all the other colors in the Mishnah, except shachar, the halach is whether it is deeper, a darker shade than those that are listed in the Mishnah, or whether it's a lighter, a weaker shade, in all circumstances, halacha is tar, chutz mi shachar. The only exception to that is shachar, where the halacha is that if it's weaker, it's tar, and if it's darker, it is tami. Ulahachi mahani shiurei d'rabbanan. Now we understand, for the other shades in the Mishnah, why the Mishnah gave specific examples of that color, because if it's either darker or lighter than the exact color that's written in the Mishnah, the halacha by all the other four colors except for shachar, the halacha is tar. And finally, Bar Kapora gives us a fourth version of what the halacha is concerning the other shades and colors of our Mishnah. Bar Kapora Amar, the kulon amik mikain tame dia mikain tar. Chutz mimezek, Bar Kapora says that the first three shades of red in the Mishnah have the same halacha as shachar, that if it's darker, it's tamei, and if it's lighter, it's tor. The only exception is the last color in the Mishnah of mazoig, which is the color of diluted wine, because there the halacha is she'amuk mikain tohar and dia mikain tar, that if it's darker than that color, it is tar, and if it's lighter than that color, it is also tar. So according to Bar Kapora, we have four colors in the Mishnah where the halacha is lighter is tar and darker is tameh. Those are the first three colors of red and shachar, black. And the fifth one, the final one of diluted wine, There the halacha is that whether it's darker or lighter, it's tar. And now the Gemara says a story. Bar Kapara, Adiule Vidachi. His colleagues weakened the color of the diluted wine, and he was matarit. Iamiku, then they took the color of diluted wine, and they deepened it. They made it darker. And again, Vidachi. This was Lishitase, because he held that by mozaik, whether it's darker or weaker, in both cases, if it's not exact the same as diluted wine, the halacha is that it's mutter. So in both of these cases, the Chachamim wanted to test whether Bar Kapora would do what he himself held, Lishitase, and he passed the test. Amar Rav Chanina, so Rav Chanina said, after these tests, Kamanafish Gavra, the Libe Kimish might say, how great is a person whose discerning heart when it came to the practical application of his Shmaitzeh, of that halacha which he taught, he paskened exactly what his shita was, that in all circumstances, darker or lighter, the halacha is mutter. The Marsha on the side says that it's the Ovid Kishmaitzeh, that he did like exactly the way he had paskin the halacha. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of our Mishnah. Karen Karkum, this is the shade of red, like the corner of the crocus plant. At its most brilliant part, Tana Lachvla Yavesh. Then when can you use this plant? Only if it is moist, but not if it is dried up. If it's dried up, if it's withered, it does not reflect this exact color. Now the Gemara is going to bring four brises which seem to contradict each other concerning this karkoim plant. Tani, how do we learn to one brisa ketachta and v'leke alyoin? That in order to use this plant to check the maridam, you have to use the bottom part of the plant and not the top part. V'tanya, we learned in the second brisa ke'alyoin v'leke tachta. You have to use the top of the plant, not the bottom. V'tanya, we learned in the third brisa ke'alyoin, the top, v'koshchein ketachtain, and certainly the bottom part you can use. V'tanya, we learned in the fourth brisa ketachtain, that you can use the bottom part of the koshchein ke'alyoin, and certainly if it looks like the top part. So how do we reconcile these four brises that seem to contradict one another? Amar Abaye gave the answer to this puzzle, this riddle, and he said, take the following in your hand and you will be able to solve the whole problem. Tlasa Dari, this plant has three rows, Vitlasa Tarfin, Havyan, and it has in each row three leaves. Nekoit Dara Mitzia, take the middle row, Vitarfa Mitziyasa, and the middle leaf of the middle row, biyotcha, in your hand, that is the one which Rashi says in Divri Amaskel Vitarfa Mitziyah, Dahu Mishubach Livdaik Mikula. That is the best one to use to compare the Mare Dam to that middle leaf of the middle row. And Rashi explains that the top row is Tahar, if it looks like the top row. The bottom row is also tar. The middle row, all three leaves of the middle row are tame, but the best one of the three is the middle of that middle row to compare the Mare Dam to. And using this as a key, we'll be able to resolve the entire riddle here. And let's take each brisa. The first brisa said, Tachton v'loi ke'elyoin. So that refers to the row, the middle row, and not the top row. The middle is the bottom of the top. So we're saying that the best one is the middle. That is the only row of the three rows where all the leaves on that row are tamei in the maridam. So tachtoin, take that middle row, which is the bottom of the elyon, v'loi ke'elyon. Then when the second brisa said ke'elyon v'loi ke'tachtoin, again it was saying the same thing. Take the middle row, which is on top of the one that's all the way at the bottom. So again, use your middle row. Then it said in the third brisa, ketachtoin v'koshchein ke'elyon. Now we're already going, Rashi says, into the leaves. Take the bottom leaf, because the leaves are growing from the plant one on top of the other. So take the bottom leaf, which is all the way at the bottom of this row, and certainly the top leaf, which is in the middle of the row. That's what it means. Kitachdoin and Vekoshchen Kalyon. And then when the fourth Brisa said Kealyon Vekoshchen Kitachdoin, it meant take the top leaf, but even better, certainly as good, the one under that, which is the middle leaf. So from all of these four Brises, we have that the best one to use is the middle leaf of the middle row. And the three leaves of the top row and the three leaves of the bottom row are all not good, which means that they are not a maradam, they would be tohar. And the middle row, all three are tame, but the best one is the middle of the middle row. Ki asu l'kamid Rav Avua, Amar Lahu, when they came in front of Rav Avua, he said to them, Begushayu Shanin, when did we say this halacha of Karen Karkoim, that this middle leaf has the right exact shade of the Mara of Nidus? That's only if the plant is attached to the clods of earth, because through that it maintains the proper moisture that brings out the hue that we are looking for, that would be a dam nida. And now the Gemara explains the next part of the Mishnah. We learned about another color, ukememe adama, a color that is like earth water. Earth and water mixed together. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, kememe adama, mevi adama shmeida. He brings rich earth, mi bikas beis kerem, from the valley of beis kerem, umatzif alei, and he floats on top of that earth, mayim water. Div Rab Meir. This is the sheet of Rab Meir. Rab Akiva Oimer and the Groin Oisalf tells us to be Goyrus, not Rab Akiva, but rather Rab Yehuda Oimer. Rab Yehuda says, Mibikas Yodefes, he brings from the valley of Yodefes. Rab Yaisi Oimer, Mibikas Sechni, he brings from the valley of Sechni earth. Rab Shimon Oimer, Rab Shimon says, Af Mibikas Gneiser, he can even bring earth from the valley of Gneiser, Uki Yitzman, and any other earth that is similar to the color of Bikas Gneiser, that will also be meme adama. Tanya, we learned another braisa. Meme adama, mevi adama shmeni. He brings rich earth, mi bikas beis kerem, from the valley of beis kerem. Umetzif olei mayim, and he floats on top of it water. How much water on top of the earth? Kiklipas hashum, like a garlic peel. The ain shir lamayim, there is no set amount of water that he has to bring. Mishum de ain shir lafer, there's no set amount of earth. As Rashi explains, the main thing is that at the end, the water should cover over the earth in the ratio of klipas hashum. Once he has achieved that, then it doesn't matter how much water he used, how much earth he used, then he has the proper amount to demonstrate this color. The ein boikin oisan slulun, we do not check a mara against this mixture of earth and water when the water is clear. El achurin, he has to mix up the water, because only then does the water get the red hue of the earth. So what happens after he mixed it up, it got cleared again, the earth settled, and now the water is clear. Chayzer oichron, he has to stir it up and mix it up again. Ukishu oichron, and when he mixes it up, ein oichron biyad, he cannot do it with his hand, ela bekli, only with a keli. Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. This phrase that we just said in the Brisa, ela bekli, what does that mean? Does it mean in a kli, or does it mean with a kli? Ein oichron eso biyad ela bekli, does that mean deloy lerame, he should not cast biyadei, he shouldn't cast the earth water into his hands alachrinu and mix it up in his hands. Avol b'mon abav, but if he does it in a kli, ki ochle biyadei shaper dami, then even if he uses his hand to stir up the earth water, it is okay. As long as he does not do the stirring in his hand, he does the stirring in a keli. That's what the pshat is in elabikli. Oidilma, maybe elabikli means deloy lechrina biyade ela bimana, that even in a bowl he should only mix it up with a keli and not with his hand at all. Tashima, come in here, kishu boikun, when he checks this mara connected the earth water, ein boikun I say elabikos, you have to check the earth water in a kois. So we see clearly that it has to be done in a kais. So, but the Gemara says, you haven't answered all my question. When he makes the bedika in a kais, does he use a keli, or is he even able to use his hand once it's in a kais? That question you haven't resolved. On that, the Gemara says, Enichlami teiku tishbi Eliyahu HaNavi yitaretz kushri boys. We'll have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to answer this question. When they came with this kind of amara of Meimei Adama, he said that you can only use Meimei Adama in its place. It's only then that it has the right hue, the right shade of redness that will render the Isha as a Nida. But if the earthy water is looked at not in its place, then it will not have the right shade. Rav Chanina Pali Kurta de Gargashta, Rav Chanina would split apart a clod of earth, Ubarak Bey, as Rashi says, Beloy Mayim. He would check the Mara connected the earth without any water. Layat Alei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi cursed anyone else, Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Amid, A'acher Sheyasa came. He cursed anyone else who would do like Rav Chanina with Be'askara, with diphtheria. And why was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi so machmer on anyone else doing the same as Rabbi Chanina? As we turn to Daf Chaf Amud Beis, because Rabbi Chanina who dechakim. Rabbi Chanina was a smart person, and the Meratzchis brings that he was knowledgeable in medicine, and he was able, as Rashi says, Umatzi Barakai Gavne, he could check the earth and the Mara without water. But Kuli Amalav Chakimi. Everyone else is not a chacham as Rav Chanina is in medical matters, and they will not get it right, and therefore he gave a klala that they should get this illness of askara, which is diphtheria. The Gemara now relates how other Amoroyim were affected by Rav Chanina's chachma in Maroi's dam. Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, so said Rav Yochanan, chachma said Rav Chanina, the wisdom of Rav Chanina in Mari's dam, Gormali caused me, Doloyachsi Dhamma, that I would not check Mari's dam. Why? Because Matmino, when I was Metame something, Metar, he would look at the same Mara and he would say it's Tor. Metarna, if I was Metahir something, Metama, he would be Metama. And therefore, knowing that he was such a Chacham and he was Paskin different than what I Paskined, I stopped seeing Mari's. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said that Farkert Rabbi Chanina had a positive effect on him that he should check Maris. Anvasanusa de Rabbi Chanina Gormali de Chazoidam. The humbleness, the modesty, the anava of Rabbi Chanina caused that I should begin checking for Maris. Why? Uma Rabbi Chanina, the Anvasan who I made a Kalvachimer. If Rabbi Chanina, who was such an anav, and it wouldn't be his derech to take upon himself something which requires expertise, and yet machis nafshei l'safek, he would involve himself in the great sveikus, the doubts that maros consist of, and he did it because he wanted to have the ability, when it's possible, to be matar and isha to her husband v'chazi, and he would look at these maros, even though, because he was self-effacing, he could have said to himself, these things require the biggest expert, and I'm not that expert. But he didn't say that. He, as true anava is, that the person knows what he's able to do, and yet he's a anav. So even though he had the meat of anivas, he felt it so important that he should demonstrate his expertise in order to be matar and isha to her husband. I'm not as big an anav as is Rav Chanina. I should not check Maros. So because of his anivas, that led me that I started to check Maros. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, Tava de Bavel, the knowledge of Teva, of the sciences in Bavel, Gorma li deloy chazoi dama. It caused me to have the reaction not to check dam. The Amina, because I said to myself, B'tiva lo yadana, I knew that I was not as well versed as they were in the natural sciences. And if so, B'dama yadana, will I know to Paskin Shilas on Maris Dam? Ask the Gemara Lememera, the B'tava Talya Milsa, is checking the Maris on Dam totally in one's knowledge in the natural sciences? We see not like that. V'ar Rabba, who de yada B'tiva, v'lo yada B'dama. Rabba knew the natural sciences, and yet he was not an expert in checking Maroi. So we see one is not dependent on the other. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Zeira meant Kol Shchein Ka'amar. He was saying a Kal V'chaimer. Uma Rabbi de Yada B'tiva Loi Chaz Adama. Rabbi, who was an expert in natural sciences and yet did not consider himself an expert that he could check Maroi's dam. I don't even know the sciences, so I should be able to check the Maroi's. He felt that he was unable to check Maris. The Gemara continues with a story. Ula ikla la Pumpadisa. Ula once came to Pumpadisa. Aisil kameh dam of lechaza. They brought him a mara of dam, and he would not look at it. Why not? Omar, he said, Uma Rebbe Eliezer, demor d'ara de Yisrael havim. If Rabbi Lozer, who was the master of the whole land of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says in the second line, Boki b'maris dam mikol chachmei Eretz Yisrael, he was the biggest expert in Maroi's in all of Eretz Yisrael, and yet, ki mikla l'asri de Rabbi Yehuda, when he came to the place of Rabbi Yehuda, loichazi dama, he wouldn't look at Maroi's because of the covet of Rabbi Yehuda. He left that for Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Rav there in his locale, which Rashi says in the end of the second line, Pumpadisa Asrid Rabbi Yehuda. Pumpadisa was the place where Rabbi Yehuda was the Rav, as we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara there tells us different terminologies throughout Shas, who do they refer to? And the Gemara there says that whenever you see the word Sabi de Pumpadisa, the elders of Pumpadisa, this refers to Rav Yehuda and Ravina. So we see that Pumpadisa was the Asrei of Rav Yehuda. And in deference to Rav Yehuda, the Morad Arad Yisrael, Rav Lazar was the biggest Baki, would not look at the Maris in the place of Rav Yehuda. So if he's not going to look at it, Rav Lazar's not going to look at it, Ano, Achsei, I, Ula, I'm coming to Pumpadisa, which is the place of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to look at the Maroi's. And the Gemara now asks, Amai Korle Mordar de Yisrael, why was Rabbi Lozer referred to as the master of Eretz Yisrael? Because we see from the following incident, Dahi, it's there was this woman, Da'aisha Domele Kameh de Rabbi Lozer, she brought a Mar in front of Rabbi Lozer. Have a Yasser of Ami Kameh, Rabbi Ami was sitting in front of Rabbi Lozer. Archei, Rabbi Lozer took the Mara and he smelled it. Omar Lo, he said to the woman, Hai, Dam Chimedu, this is blood of desire. You had a desire for your husband, and this is that Dam. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What is the status with Dam Chimud? There's a Machlokes between the Ran and the Rajba. The Ran says that Dam Chimud is in fact Tohar. And he was trying to tell her, you're not a Nida, because this was only Dam Chimud, and apparently the Dam Chimud does not come from the Makor, from the womb, it comes from someplace else in the woman's body, and therefore she's not a Nida. However, the Rajba disagrees, and the Rajba holds that Dam Chimud is Tameh. He was telling her she is a Nida, he was just trying to show her that he is an expert and he knows exactly the source of this dam. Basar din nafka, when she went out, itbala. So Rav Ami, he met up with her. Itbala Rav Ami. Rav Ami met up with her. Amra lay, she said to him, he started asking her, what caused this dam? And she responded, Bali hoya b'derech v'chimadativ. My husband was away on a trip, and I had a desire for him. And as a result, this was taka, as Rav Lozer had said, that this was dam chimud. Kari olay, when Rav Ami heard this about Rav Lozer, and he saw what tremendous siyat rishmai Rav Lozer had, that he could figure out that this was in fact dam chimud, he said on him the pasuk in Tehillim, Soyid Hashem Lireyev, the secret of Hashem he gives over to those who fear him. In other words, that Rav Lozer was zoicha here to a tremendous siyat rishmai. So we see the bekiyas in dam that Rav Lozer had, and that's why he's called the Morad Arad Yisrael concerning Maris Hadam. The Gemara now tells us a story concerning Ifra Hurmiz. And let us learn the Rashi together exactly who Ifra Hurmiz was. Says Rashi, six lines down from the top of the Rashi's, Ifra Hurmiz Nachris Haisa. She was a Gentile. V'chein Shma, that was her name. V'afal Pikein Haisa Mishameris Atzma Minidush. She was careful in Hilchis Nida. Ukroival is Geyer. She was almost on the verge of becoming a Geyeris. V'af Korbonis Hoshesh, we find a Gemara in Zvachim that she sent Korbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Lashon of Ifra? Lashon Yavani, Ifra. It means chen, grace, kemoni, apirion. Like the word Ifra, similar to the Aramaic word apirion, which means grace. Next Rashi, Hurmiz. Kemoi Hurmiz bar lilta. This was a shade that we find in the Gemara, a demon, the Gemara in Bava Basra, of Ein Gimel Amid Aleph, Kloimer. Yoifi shadim hoyola. She had the bewitching beauty of a demon. However, Tosfos in Bava Basra, on the Ches Amid Aleph, tells us in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that it was not the grace and charm and bewitching beauty of a demon, but rather it was Chen Shel Hashem. This Nachriya, this Gentile woman who wanted to become a Geyoris, who kept Hilchas Nida, so she had the Chen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Ifra Hormiz, Ime de Shavar Malka, she was the mother of King Shavar, Shadra Dama, she sent her blood, Lekame de Rav, in front of Rav, because she used to check her Maris for Dam Nidus. Haviyasa Rav Avadja Kamei, Rav Avadja was sitting in front of Rav. Arche, he smelled it, Bepashtis, this means that Rav smelled the blood. Omar Lo, he said to Ifra Hormiz, Hai Dam Chimadhu, this blood is blood of desire for your husband. Omra Le Lebrei, and this was in fact true, she commented after this incident to her son, Tochazi, come and see, Kama Chakimi Yudor, look how smart and how clever the Jews are, that Rava was able to figure this out. Omar La, so her son said to her, Dilma Kisuma Baruva, what's the proof? Maybe this is like a blind person who somehow gets through a skylight, and Rava stumbled on the truth. He, by luck, he said that it was Dam Chimud. Hadar Shadra Leishitin Mine Dama. So afterwards, she sent to Rava 60 different types of dam, which were from animals, from different parts of her body. The Kulo Amrino, he was able to know exactly where each of the 60 samples of blood came from. Hahu Basra, but the last one that she sent Rava, Dam Kinam Hava, it was the blood of lice. The Lo Yada, this Rava did not know. But Estaya Milsa Yatziyat Rishmaya, Vishadar Lo, he sent to her, Rashi says, as a present. Perhaps he was worried that she would be upset that he didn't know. So he sent her Sirikusa de Mikdalakame. Rashi says that he sent her a beautiful comb, Misrak Noa, a beautiful comb which kills lice. So Rashi explains that she understood that Rava knew that the blood sample that she had sent him came from a louse, and to indicate this, Rava was sending her this comb that kills lice, although Rava actually didn't know where the blood came from. Amra, she said, Yehudoid, Jews, you Jews, she exclaimed, Savnoi de Liba Yasvisu, you sit in the chambers of the heart. Rashi says, Kloimer, this means, Kol Chochma Mitzuya Bechem, you have all wisdom. She was astonished at how Rava knew that this was from a louse, although, as the Gemara tells us, it was really a Siyata Rishmaya that he sent her this gift. Now, Rashi, in Divrei HaMaskil, Arche, he smelled it. Rashi says, Va'afal Gavdomer Lil Rava Lo Yada Bedama Nises Rachishle. So Rashi has a question with the Gemara we learned before. Apparently, as the Masoras HaShas says on the side, Rashi, in the Gemara earlier, which said, Vaha argues is Rabba, who the Yada Betiva V'lo Yada Bedama, the Gemara had wanted to show that knowing Maris has nothing to do with knowing natural sciences. So the Gemara brought a proof from Rabba. Rabba knew Teva, and he didn't know Dam. So Rashi apparently had the girsa in the Gemara there, Vaharava, as we see in the top Tosfos, the Divrei HaMaskil is Vaharava the Yada. So Rashi had a problem in the Gemara before it indicates that Rava did not know Maris Dam, and here we see he knew 60 Maris Dam. He knew that she had Dam Chimud. So Rashi says, Einachanami, he didn't know, but in this whole incident, a ness happened to Rava, and he was able to know all the Maris Dam. Tosfos does not like this shot in the top Tosfos, because Tosfos says from the story that we learned, it's only at the end that a ness, Istaya Milsa was only at the end. The Gemara doesn't say Istaya Milsa before that Hashem gave him Siyata Rishmaya, that Rava should figure out all the different dumb and from where they came. The ness happened only at the end when he sent the comb to which kills lice. So therefore, Tosfos says the correct gears, as we have it in the Gemara, is that Vaha Rabba the Yada, in the earlier Gemara, when the Gemara discussed Rabba, that he knew Tevin, he didn't know Maris, we're not Gairus Rava as Rashi did, we're Gairus Rabba. So Mimela is no Kasha. Rava knew Maris Dam, and Rabba didn't. However, the Rajba has a third pshat in the Gemara. The Rajba says that you know who smelled the Dam, and you know who this Ness happened to at the end. This was all Rabba Avadja, because otherwise says the Rajba, why does the Gemara mention Havi Yosef Rabba Avadja Kameh, that Rabba Avadja was sitting in front of Rava, unless it was Rabba Avadja that Orche, that he smelled it. Perhaps Rashi didn't want to learn that way, because in the earlier Gemara with Rabba Lozer, when it said the same story that Orche, it was not the one who was sitting in front of him that smelled it, but rather it was Rabbi Lozer himself. Rabbi Ami was sitting in front of him, did not smell it. When it said Arche, it referred to Rabbi Lozer. So Rashi learned here too, when it said Arche, it didn't mean Rabbi Avadja, it meant Rava. So it comes out that we have three terutzim to this question. Rashi says that the earlier Gemara is speaking about Rava also, and he didn't know Maris, but a ness happened to him throughout the whole story here. Tosfos says that earlier it was Rava who didn't know Maris, and Rava knew Maris. The ness was only at the end concerning the comb. And we have a third shot of the Rajba, that the one who smelled the dam and said that it's dam chimud was in fact Rava Avadja, because Rav himself did not know Maris dam. Continues the Gemara, Amr of Yehuda, said Rav Yehuda Mereisha at first, Havi Chazina Dam, I used to look at Maris, Kivin to Amrli, Imei the Yitzhak Bari, but once the mother of Yitzhak, my son, told me the following, that high tipsa kamaisa loimasina lo kameyu derabbanon, that the first drop of dam that a woman sees, they don't bring to the chacham, mishum de zima, because there is an offensive odor from it. So loichazina, I stopped looking at Maris. Rashi explains, because even if the second drop that I would see would be tohar, but perhaps the first drop, if I had seen that, that would have been dam tamei, and it was nishtane to dam toyar. And therefore, I would never be confident that my psak was the correct psak, and therefore I stopped seeing marois. The Orach Laner explains the interesting lashon here, the mother of Yitzhak, my son, which is his wife. Why didn't he just say his wife? And the Orach Laner suggests that perhaps at that time, when Rabbi Yehuda said the statement, he was divorced from his wife, and therefore he referred to her as the mother of Yitzhak, my son. But, continues Rabbi Yehuda, ben tmei olita hayra varichazina, as Rashi explains, that when a woman, after birth, finishes her yumei toyar, which by a zohar is after 40 days, and by an akeva is after 80 days, so until 40 days, the dam that she sees by a zohar, the last 33 days of that period is dam toyar. It doesn't make her a nida. The last 66 days by an akeva is dam toyar. It doesn't make her a nida. However, by a zohar on the 41st day, if it's the right shade of red, then she would become a nida. So bein tmei olitohay ravari chazina, which means from the days of dam toyar and on, from the 41st day and on, for the 81st day and on by Anikeva, that dam to decide whether now she's becoming a nida or not, that I would see. And Rashi explains why. Because since it has been Mayam Pasuach, that she's been seeing dam for 40 days or 80 days, and the Makar has been giving out dam, so the dam is not new dam, and therefore there's no chash of Zihama, that there will be an offensive odor, and therefore the woman won't be embarrassed to bring it to the Rav, so she will bring me her first drop of Nidus, and therefore that Rabbi Yehuda would paskin whether she's becoming a nida with this dam. Taisus in the second Taisus, Divrei Maschil, Tipsa Kamaisa asks, what about other Chachamim? We only find Rabbi Yehuda stopped seeing Maris. What about the other Chachamim? Apparently they still kept on seeing Maris. So Taisus gives two terutzim. Either they weren't machmer, they weren't worried that you have to worry that the first tipa was different, or they were bigger bekiyin, as the Taisus Rush explains. They were able to see, even if they're only looking at the second tipa of dam, they would be able to figure out what the first tipa would look like, and they would still be able to decide whether she's in fact a nida or not. So they didn't have a problem, and therefore they kept on seeing the Maris. Continues the Gemara, Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman, Aisa Dama Lekami de Rav Baruchana. She would bring her Maris of Dam in front of Rav Baruchana. And Vitame La, he was Metame, and he said she's a need. Hoder, Aisa Lekami de Rav Yitzhak, Bered Rav Yehuda. Then she brought this Mara in front of Rav Yitzhak, the son of Rav Yehuda, Vidachi La, and he was Metar her. Ask the Gemara, Vehechi Ovid Hachi, how could Rabbi Yitzchak do that? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver Rishar Latar. If a Chacham was Metame something, then that same thing his fellow Chacham cannot be Metar. Usher, if he prohibited something, Ein Chaver Rishar Lahatir. If so, once Rabbi Archana Paskin that she is a Nida, how could Rabbi Yitzchak say that she is Tahar? Answers the Gemara, Miikara Tumuye Havim Metamala. Before he was Metar her, at first, Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rabbi Yehuda was also Metame her, although he felt that she is Tar, but because of the covet of Rabba Bar Avchana, so Rabbi Yitzchak was Metame the same as Rabba. But Kivon de Amra Lei, but once Yalta told Rabbi Yitzchak, Dechol Yoimahave Matkili Kahai Gavna, whenever I used to bring the same shade of color to Rabba Barbar Chana, he permitted it to me. Vehoitna, but this time, Hu Dechoshbeine, he had an eye ailment. He had an infection in his eye, and he wasn't able to see clearly. And that's why he was Metame. So then, Dachila, then he was Metar her. Toisvis in Divrei Hamaschil, Kol Yoima Havi Metarli, Kai Gavna, points out that it seems that Yalta would never go to her husband, Rav Nachman, the great Talmud Chacham, for a psak. Why did she not show her maris to her husband? And Tais gives three truths. And number one, perhaps Rav Nachman was not an expert in maris. Number two, she was afraid that he would be machmer on himself and he would not be somach on his chachma, although he saw it as Torah. He would be afraid that he has some Nagia, and as a result, he would paskin that it is Tomei and be separated from her. Or Taisa says that perhaps it would be repulsive to Rav Nachman to see the Maris of his wife, Shalait is Gana Befonov. However, Taisa says one cannot say that Rav Nachman did not paskin the Maris of his wife because it's Usser Lirois Demei Ishtoi. Taisa proves from Mesech the Negoyim that the Mishnah there in Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay states, Kol HaNegoyim Adam Roya Chutzma De Geatzmai, a person can look at all Negoyim, Maris Negoyim, except those of his own. Rav Meir says he can't look as Nigei Kroivav either. And Nidorim, a Talmud Chacham can be Mater, all Nidorim, except his own Neder. And Rabbi Yeshua says, also not the Nidorim of his wife. And Taisa says, Ve'ilu kol ha'damim adam roya chutz mitmei ishtoi laitani. In that same Mishnah in the Goyim, it should have written that a person is allowed to look at all Mari's dam and paskin whether the woman is a nida or not, except for his wife. It does not state that. So it would seem to indicate, said Tosfos, that a chacham is lahalacha permitted, if he's a baki, to paskin on the Mari's of his own wife. And Tosfos gave three reasons why Yalta did not show her maris to her husband. Now, on this that we learned in the Gemara, Chachav Shatimi Ein Chavei Rishar Latar, the Rishayim give three reasons. From Rashi here in the Sugya Tzmashma, because it's not a kavod. Once the first Chacham has paskin that it is Tomei or Usser, it is not kavod for another Chacham to undermine what the psak of the first Chacham was. A second reason in the Rishayim is because once the Chacham has been Metamei or Usser, it becomes a Chatichat Yisura, and it's like a forbidden piece of meat or a forbidden iser for a person, and therefore the other one cannot be matar, something that has already been rendered as an iser. And the third reason is shelo yiyeh kemoy shtei toros, that it should not be that we have like two different toros. One is machmer, one is mekel, one is oyster, one is matar, one is metame, one is mitar. In the same case, in the same incident, one chacham is not allowed to be metame, and then have the other chacham go ahead and be metar. The chachamus adam paskins that a chacham is allowed to look at the maris of his wife, whether it's the bedika cloth, or whether even in the zayin, the kiyim, that's not considered as chazik isura. However, if she's going to the mikveh, and she, legabi the mikveh, is considered becheskas tameh, now she's going to become tor through the mikveh. So if there's a shayla in the mikveh, for example, if there was a chatzitza that would invalidate the mikveh, the tahar in the mikveh, on that the husband has no right to paskin if it's a state of his chazik isura. The only time a husband could paskin is when the Isser has not become nischaze. As the Gemara, mi mehemni, is she believed? We see from this Gemara that Yalta was believed to say that the mar that I have in front of me, Rabbi Baruch Hanna, always was metaher. Does she have nemonis on marisdam? Answers the Gemara, in, yes, she does. Well, Tanya, and so we learned in a brisa. Nemenis isha loimer, a woman is believed to say, kaze ra'isi vivadativ. I saw a mara like this, but I lost it. As Rashi says, she brings either her own mara, which she had previously, or she brings from her friend, and she tells the chacham that I had the identical color like this mara, but I lost the aid bedika. So we see that she has nemanis on the maris of dam. Iboilu, the Gemara had a question. What happens if she shows a mara to her friend, and her friend says, kazeh tir ishplani chacham, mahu? What is the din if her friend says, yes, that mara is exactly what I had, I went to a chacham, and he said that it is Torah, that I'm not a nida? Is that woman believed to say that the chacham was matar her on this precise mara? Tashima, coming here, nemenes isha loimer kazer isi v'avadativ. We just learned in a brisa that a woman is believed to say that I had a mara just like the one I'm showing to the chacham, but I lost it. So we see she has nemenes. The Gemara says, shiny hussam, the lesser lekamo. We believe her when she lost her aid bedika. She's showing us a different mara, and she's saying, I had the exact one, but I lost it. So there, we have no alternative, and we believe her. But over here, where she has the mara in front of us, so there, maybe you have to go to the chacham, and the chacham has to look at it, and we don't believe that woman to say that this chacham was matar the precise mara, because you didn't lose the mara, you have it. Tashima, let's bring a proof from the story of Yalta. As we learned earlier, the Yalta Aisa Dama Lekamah to Rabbi Rechana V'tami La, and then, as the Bach puts in, Hadar Aisa, she went Lekamah to Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rabbi Yehuda V'dachi La, he was matar her. And then we had asked the question of Heichi Avid Hachi, how could Rabbi Yitzchak do that? V'atanya, we learned Chacham Shatimi Ein Chaver Rishor L'tar, a Chacham is not allowed to be matar or matter something that his fellow chacham said is tamei or aser. V'amrinin, and we gave an answer to Muyav Metamela, that originally Rabbi Yitzchak was Metame Yalta as well, in the honor of Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Bakivin de Amra Le, de Chol Yoyma Matchilo Kai Gavna. Since Yalta told Rabbi Yitzchak that every day, whenever I would show Rabbi Baruch Hanna such a mara, this precise mara, in the past, he always permitted it. V'idna, just this one, who the chashbe ene, he had a ailment in his eye, he didn't see clearly. So then, hadir dachilah, when Rabbi Yitzchak heard that, then he was matar her. So Alma, the Gemara says, from here we have a proof, mehemnala, that she is believed, Yalta was believed to tell Rabbi Yitzchak that this mara that you have in front of you, that's exactly what Rabbi Rechana used to always be matar. And the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yitzchak was dependent, was somech, on what Yalta said to him. So we see an answer to our question, that even if we have a mara in front of us, we can believe the woman, and if it's in front of us, we have a right to believe the woman. Answers the Gemara, you have no proof. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Agemore Samach. He was Samach on his own learning. In other words, he held that this was Mutter. The only reason, as Rashi explains, that he originally said it's Usser is because of the covet of Rabbi Bar Chana, because he wanted to keep that dictum of a person who is metame something, then his friend has no right to be metarid because of the covet of the one who was metame. But he was soimach on Yalta to say that there's no lack of covet here because this is a mara which Rabbi Bar Bar Chana always was mater, and this time he was only ushering it. He was only saying she's tummy because of his eye ailment. That he was soimach on Yalta. But as far as the etzem heter, whether she is a need or not, that he was soimach on his own learning, so you have no raya from here that you could be soimach on a woman when the mara is in front of you. Lehalacha, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that a woman is believed to say kazer ra'isi v'avadativ. When it's lost, we believe her. However, since the Gemara is not poshut the second shaila, kazer tir ish ploini chacham, when it's in front of us, do you rely on the woman to say that the chacham was mater this mara? The Shulchan Aruch is machmer that we do not believe her. And the Rashba explains why, in fact, do we believe the woman in the case of Kazer Isiv Avaditiv? Because a woman has nemanis on Nidus, as the Pasuk says, Vesafra Law, and we learn Vesafra Law La'atzma, that she's in charge of Nidus, and she's believed to say that this is not a Mara which makes her a Nida, and also we're not worried that she's going to make a toss. If she has a question, then she'll go to the Chacham. But if she's certain that this is a Mara that does not render her a Nida, so we believe her and we trust that she will not make a mistake. The Chacham Asadim has a Shiloh. What happens if a woman tells us that she lost the Eid Bedika and she describes to us the color, but she doesn't show us a sample? In other words, in our Gemara, it's a case of Kazeh Ra'isi Bavaratu. She brings another sample and she says, I lost the exact color that I'm showing now, that's what I lost, the identical one. But here she's not pointing to anything, she's just describing it. Maybe there she will make a mistake. The Chachmas Adam says, no, we still believe her. And the reason is because since in the time of the Gemara there were five shades of red which were Tomei, but other shades of red were Tor. So there, where you need to be precise in what the color of red looked like, there she had to have something that she could point to and say, that's the exact shade of color of red that I had, but I lost it. And if she wouldn't have a sample to compare it to, then we would say perhaps she's making a mistake. However, bismanenu, where all red is usser, the only mara that's permitted is yellow. So on that, she has nemanus, and she doesn't even have to show us a sample that's the same as what she lost, and we accept what she's saying without a sample, a comparable sample. We accept what she's saying that she saw yellow, and even though she lost Eid Abedika, we would believe her. In the next story in the Gemara concerning Rebbe, the Gemara understands the story one way in the Havamina, and then Lamaskana, the Gemara understands the story in a completely different manner. Let us see what the Havamina is. Rebbe raw dam b'layla v'timei. Rebbe saw dam at night, and he was metame. So the Gemara's Havamina, the way Rashi learns, is that you're not supposed to check dam at night, and Rebbe just took a look at it, and he made an impression that it's dam tami, although he did not render a psak, because you're not supposed to look at night, you're supposed to look when you have better light in the daytime. Then, raw b'yoyim, the next morning he looked at it again, vitir, now he saw that it was a marator. Himtin shachas, he waited 1 hour, and according to the Havamina, he didn't look at it again, but he was thinking during this hour whether he had paskened right or not. And Chazer Vitime, he came to the conclusion that he had paskened wrong, because he says, now it looks tohor because it's dried. But last night, when it was still wet, it looked tamei. And therefore, he thought that the right psak now is to say that it's really tamei. Then, Omar Oili Shemateis, he said, woe to me, perhaps I made a mistake. Perhaps this woman is really mutter to her husband, and I now said that she's tamei as a nida. Ask the Gemara, Shema Toisi. Rebbe said, maybe I made a mistake. Vadaito. He definitely made a mistake. He didn't paskin the first time at night that it's tameh. He paskin the first time in the day that it's tar. And we learned in such a case, desanya lo yomer chacham ilu hayolach haya vaday tameh. If I would have seen this when it's wet, it would have been a vaday tameh. Even though now, when it's dry, it looks tar, he shouldn't say that. El Omer, he's supposed to say, Ein loy ladayin elamashein of roi. So Dayan can just paskin what his eyes see. If his eyes see now, when it's dry, that it's a maratar, he's not supposed to suspect that he would have said it's tummy had he seen it when it's wet. So therefore, what's Rebbe saying? That maybe I made a mistake to say she's tummy. Yuvari made a mistake that she is tummy, because when you gave a psak that it's tar. And you shouldn't have changed your mind. There was nothing, no reason for you to change your mind. Says the Gemara, no. The Maskana, the whole story is different. Mi kara achaske betame. At night, you are allowed to check. As we're soon going to learn, Rebbe was Badek Laran there. He said that the light at night of a candle is sufficient to look at it clearly and determine whether she's a nida or not. So at night, he looked at it, and he saw that she's tummy. Even the Chazal Estafer Dishtani. But in the morning, when he looked at it again, he saw it had become lighter. And now it was not a Mara of redness that would make her a Nida. Omar, and the Yavit takes out the next word, Lay. Omar, he said, Vade Torah. Now I'm paskinning, I'm changing my psak. She's Vade Torah. Ubalaila, Hudalay, Chazi Shabbat. Apparently, I didn't see it properly at night. Now that when I see it in broad daylight, I see that she, in fact, is Torah. But Kiev in the Chazad HaDishtani, he did look at it an hour later. Before in the Havamina, we learned that he just changed his mind during that hour. Now we're learning that he took another look at it in the daytime after the hour, and he saw that it had become lighter again. Omar, once he saw that, he said, Hi, Tomehu. I did see it correctly the first night. And now, umifcha, hudika mifchach vazel, it's just constantly fading away. That's what's happening to it. But the original Mara was correct, what I saw at night, amare tameh, and therefore he went back to his original psak of tameh. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Badaglar in there. Rabbi used to check to the light of a candle. Rabbi Shmuel, Barab Yaisi, it says on the side, Badak b'yoyim ha'ma'onin, he would even check in a cloudy day, b'ne amudei, as Rashi explains, the bottom line, where he would learn between the pillars of the base of Medrash. Now, even on a cloudy day, he felt it sufficient light to be able to see whether this is a mari tome or not. Armor of Ami Bar Shmuel, the Kulon and Boitkonison Elabin Chamalitzel. His opinion is that you have to go outside, and where the sun and the shade come together, that's the place which has the ideal light to look at a Mara. In the shade itself, it's too dark, you cannot see. In the bright daylight, it's also too bright, and you won't be able to see the exact color to render her a Nida or not. And therefore, you have to do it in the place where the sun and the shade come together. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua, Bechama, you have to use the sun. However, Vitzel Yadi, it's enough, sufficient to put the shade of your hand, to put up your hand in front of the sun and look at the Mara there. The Sefer Pardes Remoinim paskins that a Chacham is allowed to paskin Lo'or HaNer, even though we find in Halacha that one should use Bein Chama Letzel in the broad daylight. A woman during the Zayin Nekiyim should check in the broad daylight, but that, says the Sefer Pardes Remoinim, is only a woman. However, a Chacham, even the Bedik of Zayin Nekiyim, is Mutter Lo'or HaNer. Continues the Gemara, explain the next part of the Mishnah, Ukemazik Shnei Chalakim, that when we speak about the Mara of diluted wine, it's two parts water and one part wine. Tana, we learned in a braisa, as we turn to the Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Hasheroini, wine coming from the Sharon, Nidon Ke Karmeli. Chai, that is diluted, has the same halacha and this correct color as the raw wine coming from the Carmel, the Loy Mazik, which is not diluted. And as the Marshal learns the next piece of Gemara, this halacha that the Sharoni has to be Mazog is Chadash. It has to be right when you're checking the Mara, you have to mix the wine right at that point. V'loy Yashin, it can't be old diluted wine, because that will not give you the correct color. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Dumi, V'kulon and Boitkan Yisun, Ela B'Kais Tveria Pashin. They're always checked with the wine being in a plain cup from Tveria, my time, Amar Abaye, shall call Olam Kuloi, because regular cups from the whole world, Machzig Lug, if the cup can contain in it a lug of wine, Oisnei Samimona, we make the cup itself from 100 Zuz. Shnei Lugin, Oisnei Mimasayim, if it contains 2 Lugin, then we make it from glass which weighs 200 zuz. However, kais tveria, pashut, afilim asher shnei lugin, even if it's containing 2 lugin, it's very thin glass, ois neisa, mimana, we make it from 100 zuz, we make it from imana, but it's very thin, va'aydi dekolish, and since it's so thin, yediyah beitveh, you're able to look through the thin glass and see the mara of the yayin and compare the aid Bedika to it and get the exact color to render her a nida or not. For all those who have finished the second paragraph of Masechta Nida, Hadron Alach Kol Hayad, Hadron Alach Kol Hayad, Hadron Alach Kol Hayad.